From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. School districts across Alaska looked forward to a bump in their bank accounts today. The Department of Education and Early Development has released funds, $20 million altogether, ending a months-long waiting game for Alaska schools. But the outlook for state education spending is far from clear. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin has more.
At Tuesday's school board meeting, Juneau Superintendent Bridget Weiss was happy to have good news to share.
This is, again, money that we have planned on.
So we're thrilled that it is scheduled to be dispersed.
Like Juneau, school districts around the state have been planning on that money for over a year, and spending with that in mind. Last May, the Alaska legislature approved a one-time grant of $20 million for public schools to be delivered this fiscal year. After years of flat funding public education, lawmakers hoped the money would help school districts meet rising costs and ease some of the uncertainty they face each year as they wait for a new state budget. But it didn't work out that way. In January, Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed cutting that $20 million. School districts had expected to see the money arrive early this year, but the administration waited to see if the legislature would approve the cut. It didn't, and Director of Administrative Services for the State Education Department, Heidi Teschner, confirmed the funds were processed on Monday. 2 days later, they should have appeared in school district bank accounts, just over 2 weeks before the close of this fiscal year. FY20 begins July 1, and school funding remains an open and contested question. That's because back in May 2018, when lawmakers approved this year's education spending, they also agreed to forward fund public schools for the upcoming year. That includes the normal per-student funding districts receive from the state and an even larger one-time grant. Superintendents like Lauren Birch of Southeast Island Schools celebrated the move, but it hasn't turned out as he hoped.
The forward funding idea was brilliant, but then the governor's been tangling that up, and it's pretty hard to predict, so it leaves everything pretty unsettled.
That tangle could turn into a lawsuit. The Dunleavy administration says forward funding schools was unconstitutional, and told lawmakers if they want school districts to receive funds come July, they must write it into the new budget. But the legislature disagrees, and didn't. It says the governor is bound by last year's law, and it's preparing to sue the administration to pay school districts. As July 1 approaches, school districts across the state are watching and waiting. Juneau Superintendent Bridget Weiss hopes it won't be long.
We are waiting, anticipating some news relatively soon.
Lawmakers say they hope to avoid the lawsuit. School districts typically receive their first payments of the new fiscal year in mid-July. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
And the Alaska House has voted down a proposal to pay residents full dividend checks of around $3,000 this year from the state's oil wealth fund, setting the stage for another special session. The vote was 15 in support, 21 against. Some saw a full payout as a way to build trust with Alaskans after several years of reduced payouts. Others questioned the affordability. Dividends have long been paid using Alaska Permanent Fund earnings, which lawmakers also have started using to help pay for government costs. Last week, the Senate by one vote failed to approve a full dividend. When it had a chance later to revive the bill for another vote, it failed to do so. Governor Mike Dunleavy has said lawmakers should pay a full dividend. Earlier this month, Governor Mike Dunleavy sent a message to state workers telling them to expect layoff or furlough notices after Friday if the legislature is unable to finish the budget by the end of the special session. An operating budget is now on its way to his desk. The question is whether it will be enough to prevent a government shutdown on July 1st. I have more on what a shutdown could mean for Alaska's capital city. As legislators debated inside, about 20 people stood across from the state capitol Wednesday afternoon with signs urging lawmakers to fund state services and override any potential vetoes from Governor Dunleavy. It was a quiet gathering compared with many protests during the regular session. Most of the group consisted of former or current state employees like Tony Tangs, who spent 24 years working for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
It's not a pleasant feeling knowing that things could shut down and you don't know how to plan your life. Fortunately, we made it through those times.
Whether or not state workers will make it through this time remains to be seen. An operating budget passed earlier this week, but it's still awaiting Governor Dunleavy's signature. His administration previously warned that he could choose to veto the entire budget. He hasn't yet indicated exactly what he plans to do with the budget before him. Legislators previously managed to avert looming shutdowns in 2015 and 2017, but Minta Montalbo of Save Our State says even when they don't happen, they take a toll.
I can speak from experience that, yeah, everyone's feeling nervous and pretty weary of this cycle of not having a budget and not knowing.
It should come as no surprise that state government employment makes up Juneau's largest employment sector. But over the past 7 years, Juneau has lost 650 state jobs. That's according to Melani Shivens of Juneau-based research firm Raincoast Data. She says that's about 15% of the local state workforce.
We're losing jobs in Juneau at a rate that's about twice as fast as the rest of the state.
That's impacted Juneau's overall population, which declined for the third time in a row last year. State job losses are one of a number of contributing factors, but Shivens says budget instability also has a direct impact on Juneau's business community, where confidence declined again this year in a poll of local business owners.
We see business owners just trying to batten down the hatches and make sure their businesses are stable rather than being in an expansion mode.
Unions representing state workers are hopeful, but they're also advising members to be prepared even if a shutdown on July 1st doesn't necessarily mean layoffs for everyone. Jeff Casper was also at the rally. He's the Southeast manager for the Alaska Public Employees Association, representing about 1,000 members in the region.
We've got agreements with the administration in case there was a shutdown, that employees would be protected and go on furlough instead of being laid off.
Legislators hope to avoid a shutdown, but whether they have the votes to override line item vetoes is unclear. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel agrees that shutdown threats have costly impacts at a time when the state is already facing budget cuts.
It all adds up, and state government shouldn't waste money. We also shouldn't jerk people's lives around.
Employee contracts require layoff notices to go out a minimum of 10 working days ahead of time, which is Monday. An unusually high number of ice seals have been found dead in the Bering Sea region. That's according to NOAA Fisheries, which announced today that the agency has received reports of at least 60 dead seals along the coast of the Bering and Chukchi Seas. The reports have come from multiple sources, including a hunter from the southwestern village of Kotlik and a biologist with the National Park Service in Kotzebue. NOAA Fisheries is aware of other sightings near Kivalina, Point Hope, and St. Lawrence Island. Julie Spiegel with NOAA Fisheries says the agency received the bulk of the reports on Monday.
We did have some reports that some were skinny, so that's interesting, especially given what is going on with the gray whales.
This year, there's been a spike in gray whale deaths along the Pacific coast, many of which appeared to be starving. The agency is currently mobilizing a team to collect samples to help determine the cause of the deaths.
We don't know if it's a lack of sea ice or if there was a harmful algal bloom. There's quite a range of factors.
Spiegel says the samples collected in the field will have to be sent to a lab, and it may be several months before they have results. And taking a look at weather for today, it's currently 58 degrees and light rain at Juneau International Airport. Tonight, showers likely, patchy fog after 1 a.m. Chance of precipitation, is 70%. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.